Now we come to the gospel, another dimension of family. Think, now remember we're in cycle C, they need a gospel for A, for B, and for C. Now we're at C. And the gospel is losing Jesus in the temple. Family. And it's so beautiful. And it instructs parents, you see, that their children are not their property. Just as the Father entrusted Jesus to Joseph and Mary, so he entrusts you and me to our parents. But our parents are not God. So this story of the, if you will, the independence of Jesus, he's now, after this, he is a bar mitzvah. He is a child of the commandment. He's a full Jew, a male adult Jew. That's what bar mitzvah means. So you see, the text starts by saying, each year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, every Jew would know right away what that means. You see? They went up according to festival custom. But there's more going to happen there. Well, there's more than they can foresee. But now he is a bar is the Aramaic word for son. Ben is the Hebrew word, bar. And mitzvah is the word for commandment. So he's a child of the commandment, bar and mitzvah. And so this happens now when he's 12 years old. So each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. The law says go. So they go. They walk 2.5 days from Nazareth down there, find a little place where they can, the three of them can be, and or maybe join with relatives. Joseph is of the house of David, and so is Mary, probably. Mary is a priestly line, because she's the daughter of Zechariah and Anna. So the Davidic line is from Joseph. And Jesus is son of Joseph, therefore son of David. He's the Messiah. Slipped up there. Okay, now he's 12. So he's not only Bar Yosef and Bar Miriam, he's Bar Mitzvah. And so that's what's happening. And after they had completed the festal customs days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Now this is a great mystery. Why would he do that at 12? He's making a statement. He's doing something. The last lines are, you know, very close to the last line. He went back with them and was hypothasomenos, and he was subject to them. He's still a child. And so he is subject to his parents. But in another way, he's now a bar mitzvah. So he's a full, he became a Jew with a name at his circumcision. Now he becomes a Jew with a responsibility at the bar mitzvah. And that's why he stays to begin to discuss the law, you see, the mitzvot, with these people. And so, after they had completed his days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Now he knew they didn't know it. So there's a statement being made here that causes his mother great pain. It's the beginning of the cross in her life. And it will be there. She finally lets go totally at the cross and takes John as her son. It doesn't mean Jesus is not her son. But now the whole church is her child as well. And so that's what's happening now. you see. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, now can you imagine? Suppose you were entrusted with the care of God's Son made man, and you can't find him. Where is he? You know, up to now, he's always been a good boy, if you know. I mean, he's been around. He's not with us. He's with his cousins. We know where he is. All of a sudden, at the end of the day, when they're gathering for supper, and Mary is starting to make a fire for supper, there's no Jesus. What a shock. This is to teach us something. You see? That there is a higher affection, which is more delightful and more binding than just the family ties. And they are not destroyed. They are intensified and raised to a higher level. And so that's what's being said here. When the whole family is Christian, they are, that whole family is at a higher level of commitment and union with each other. It's Christ. Okay. They returned to look for him. 3 days. After 3 days, they found him in the temple. Now, you'd think that'd be the first place they looked. Maybe they did, but he wasn't there then. He was somewhere else. Sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions at 12 years old. This is already the mercy of God, giving them a chance to know there's something special about this person. You see? And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers as he's discussing with the theologians at 12 years old. Who is this boy going to be? Listen to him now. Expound the Torah. Listen to him. Why does he expound the Torah? Because he is the Torah. He is the law. He is the Dabar. He is the Word. And so, that's why. You see? When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us?" As Pope John Paul said, immaculately conceived begins life at a level of sanctity we never achieve, and yet limited. She grew in faith. She didn't say, "Oh, well, God's in charge of everything. He is wherever he is, and that'll be fine." No, she's a mother. And she wants to know where her son is. He's 12 years old. So that's why she asks him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I," notice his title, "your father." He's not the physical father. He didn't generate Jesus. But he is the family, the legal father. He is the father, the human father. It took many centuries for the church to grow into that understanding. Or maybe they felt they had to be very clear about Mary's virginity before they started talking about Joseph as the father. But Joseph is the father of Jesus, the legal father. And it's through him that Jesus becomes Ben David, a son of David, and therefore the Messiah. And so, what's the point of all this? Family. Family. He belongs to a family. And from that family, he gets his identity. That's what's supposed to happen in our family. That there be love, worship, loyalty, joy, kindness, and that the children are part of the family. And that's their identity for life, for eternity. And so Jesus is the son of Mary and Joseph. That's why, but this text doesn't, you know, it isn't a comfy little relationship. family must be brought up into God. And some of that costs suffering. It's not just all affection and sentiment, you see? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety. And he said to them, why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? Now that's a difficult translation. That's certainly a very and then didn't you know that in those things of my father I must be? That's what it says. In those things, huh? En tis tu patros mu. In those things that belong to my father, are of my father, that's where I belong. My deepest identity is that I am the eternal Son of the Father. And that must be expressed through my humanity and receives perfect expression at the cross and in the resurrection. And so he says there, you see, and those things that are of my Father, I must be involved in them. And they didn't understand the word that he spoke to them. They knew where he came from. But what does it mean? See, 12 years of one kind of life is just turned upside down. Now I'm a man, and I have to begin to act like a man. It'll be, according to tradition, another 18 years of being a man in a home with his father and mother, supporting them, making friends, and beginning to speak a bit about his father. But at a certain point, he leaves. And you see, by this time, tradition has it, Joseph is dead. So Mary is a childless widow. And she embraces that. She follows him. And so, you know, your mom and your relatives, your cousins are out there. Who's my mother? Who are my relatives? Nobody knows better than Mary where the relationship is founded. It's founded on the Word of God. You see? But here, you see, his mother kept these words in her heart. We don't hear the rest of Joseph's reaction, but we do hear Mary's and Jesus's. And his mother kept these things, these words, in her heart. And Jesus, you see, grew in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. Isn't this a wonder that God grows humanly, not just physically, you see, but in just translation and favor, in charis, you see, wisdom and age, of course. Ilikia, Sophia, he grew in wisdom, grew up, wisdom, and finally in favor with God and man. That's the family. And that's our invitation for the week.